And we're off.
We're fucking having sex.
Wednesday. What is it? October 10th.
Wednesday, October 69th.
Is gay sex cool? Three yeah. experts weigh in.
Yes!
Well, I believe that it's, I don't know whether you could say
I
it's
love
cool,
it.
But it certainly feels good. 4 out of 5 dentists agree getting fucked in your ass feels great.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I do want to ask dentists what they think about getting fucked in the ass.
That's a fun bit, it's like.
Yeah, who's the Trident
who's
dentist?
Who's the fifth?
Who's the fifth dentist that's like, Trident, suck my fucking cock.
That's probably a cool dentist.
Yeah.
He's like, eat
my
ass,
he'll
Trident.
Never sell out.
I'm a soul dentist.
He'll never sell out to Big Gum.
Well, he recommends brushing your teeth with his cum.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't recommend Trident.
Well, maybe he's not so cool.
Maybe. Yeah, remember that dentist that just like snuck cum into women's mouths?
No.
He shot like a... he was like, all
right,
that's
one of the McDonald's characters, right?
Yeah. He's the Hamburglar's brother. Yeah. The Hamburglar's brother.
Cum dentist.
Yeah, yeah.
Just Grimace, Bird Bitch,
yep.
The Hamburglar,
mm-hmm.
and the Cum Dentist.
I don't know. The 70s, man, was a different time when they came up with those... with those characters.
Who are the McDonald's characters? Let me see if there's some I'm forgetting. I know there's like two nuggets.
Yes, there's the little nuggets.
There are?
Yeah, for sure.
Ronald, of course.
Anthropomorphic nuggets.
Ronald.
I think there's like
that's your contribution is Ronald?
You didn't say it.
I think there's like some kind of captain or some kind of nautical guy. It kind of looks like Captain
yeah, you're
Crunch.
Right. Dude, you got... Stav's got this.
Of Thank course
you.
He's got
Thank
it.
Thank you.
This is his fucking wheelhouse.
He doesn't know anything, but...
This is going to be like the last...
extremely obscure McDonald's character that I've never before seen in my life.
He literally knows nothing.
Well, which one of you motherfuckers knew about the little captain guy from McDonald's,
I feel like
bitch?
Probably you felt during the movies game that we were playing.
Yep.
Yeah, we should do that. No, I felt
this
great.
This is Ambrose Burnside-looking scientist. I guess he's a minor.
I don't remember.
No,
yeah.
Hold on, dude. I'm doing this. I
There's
got
like a girl,
why
right?
Why do you do this fucking third grade game where I'm not allowed to look at pictures you're looking at or videos?
Well, because...
I'm sorry. Have you not been to third grade?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to offend you by having been to third grade. I didn't realize you were too stupid to go to third grade.
Whoa.
And you get your feelings hurt whenever third grade stuff comes up.
No. Well, whenever we revert back to it.
Oh, it's reverted. Now I'm reverting, huh?
Oh, you revert, brother.
Yeah.
You Karis Levert revert.
Oh,
shouts out to the Brooklyn
Nets. That's a little NBA reference. Pipecast coming back in
Is
the
it?
Next 6 months.
Sunday.
We'll if someone Ronald's does all the work dog. For us, well, it'll come back.
I guess Ronald McDonald has a dog.
There's a dog. Isn't there like a sexy girl, too?
Let's see here.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, there's the chicken bitch.
No, isn't it like a real woman?
Yeah, Elle McPherson. Kathy Ireland.
I mean, I would have sex with whatever woman is inside that chicken costume.
Yep.
While she's wearing it. That would be hot, dude. Can you imagine? She's like, I got to be back at work in 15 minutes. You're like, oh, trust me, I will be done.
Oh, that will not be an issue, baby girl.
You'll be clocked in 17 minutes early.
My dick travels back in time. It's so small.
P.S. I already came. As soon as you said chicken, bitch, the nuts were flowing.
The quantum leap. Damn. Every time I come, my dick is so little, it does a rips the time.
I would love
space-time continuum. That would be cool. And then people have to fuck you for the good of the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, there's Ronald's two, like... dog. He hates ticks. He's in conflict with the Hamburglar. Mostly in Visitors from Outer Space, which is the xenophobic McDonald's movie.
Mm-hmm.
When immigrants come and they try to change the language you order at McDonald's with.
They try and serve tacos.
Right, and Hamburglar and Grimace have to team up. So they get some tiki torches and then drive the McDonald's Challenger through.
I don't know if Grimace is on the tiki torch team.
Yeah, he is.
I think Grimace is an African-American male.
Yeah, Grimace is definitely a fat black guy.
Yeah, I used to do that bit about how they put lips on him for Black History Month.
Yeah. That was a good bit.
Thanks, man. Grimace is a large purple character. Used to be evil.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the original Hamburglar.
He has a checkered past.
Hamburglar. He was the guy that stole hamburgers before they invented the Hamburglar.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
they retconned him, so a POC.
He also used to have
problem.
Four arms.
Whoa, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's some wild
like Goro.
Shit.
Like Goro, yeah.
Fat Goro.
Commercials and merchandise generally portray Grimace as a well-meaning simpleton whose clumsy antics provide a comic foil to Ronald McDonald. So I guess, Stav, you're like Grimace and I'm like Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam, of course, is
Hamburglar.
The chicken bitch.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to call me the thieving Jew.
What about the turd burglar?
Yeah, that's Adam.
That's you,
I
Adam.
I steal shit.
Yeah,
from a man's ass.
Literal somebody human wakes up, they're like, oh my God, my turds. I feel like somebody's reached into my ass and stolen all my turds.
God damn it.
Turd burglar, wasn't that a homophobic term?
Yeah, I think so.
Or am I just making that up?
No, yeah. I've heard turd burglar before.
I think so too, right?
Ass clown. Butt pirate.
Butt pirate is really good.
Butt pirate should make a full comeback.
Butt pirate's really
That's a
good.
Great one.
Well, I think I've said
Grimace,
this before.
Grimace has an unnamed mom, an unnamed dad, a grandma named Winky, a great-great-grandma named Jenny Grimace.
What? What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's a whole backstory.
Who is selectively getting into Grimace's family tree?
And might have a brother named King Gonga, who is the king of all Grimaces.
Wow.
Might? What the fuck do they
Dude,
mean?
I just
want to.
I want to be a screenwriter for McDonald's. I want to be McDonald's in-house
yeah, hell
screenwriter.
Yeah.
That
historian.
Yeah. That just writes all of their fucking weird movies.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
There's the Bible.
Who came
the
up
McDonald's
with King Gonga?
I mean, if Grimace wasn't racist enough,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they're like, we've got King Gonga.
He's the king of all Grimaces.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, in Grimace Land, before the Hamburglar stole them and sold them into slavery, they were kings.
They were kings. They had names like Gonga.
You know what I like about the Hamburglar is he gets out of prison, right? He escapes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Continues wearing the prison clothes, but puts a cape on.
That's right.
Yeah,
so true.
You can never forget that time.
Well, maybe that's to cover up his ass, because maybe someone ripped the prison thing mm-hmm. pants to fuck his
Oh, it's
ass.
Right here. It's often stated that Hamburglar was sexually assaulted in prison.
Oh, really? That does,
in the
that
commercials,
explains
it is
a lot.
Often stated.
No, shut up. That's a joke, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, man? Who knows what he's reading?
That's true, dude.
I know it's not true, but who knows what
the Hamburglar spoke in gibberish, which was often translated by Captain Crook. I guess Captain Crook is the pirate you were talking about.
That's right. Wow. Do you think that's a common response to molestation, is to drive your brain into like being a simpleton so you can sort of forget?
Are you accusing me of being molested?
No, I think Grimace maybe could have been a genius, and then he
got raped?
He got raped in prison, and then he decided to live out the rest of his days as a simpleton.
By his great-grandma Mimi or whatever the fuck?
King Gonga.
No, that's his brother, you idiot.
Oh, sorry.
He's got a grandmother and a great-grandmother.
Damn. That's a full family tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Fry Kids.
That's right.
Mayor McCheese.
Oh, yeah, Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese was an enormous cheeseburger who appeared from 1971 to 2008.
They got rid of Mayor McCheese?
He has a burger for a head
and
sports a top hat,
mm-hmm.
a diplomat sash, and a pair of Pinchet-Nez spectacles.
Mm-hmm. 2008, it was Obama's first thing in office.
Yeah,
he proclaimed that Mayor McCheese.
Yeah, Grimace won the election.
Yeah,
and then they found out that Grimace was actually born in Grimace, Kenya. Yeah,
God,
where's your
damn
Berg certificate?
That was like a 70s thing, right? Like all companies had like cartoon gangs and like TV shows and stuff.
Officer Big Mac, I guess they had a cop.
I don't remember him.
He was similar to Mayor McCheese in that he had a large Big Mac for a head, except he was the chief of police, and as such he wore a constable uniform with a disproportionately small custodian helmet resting atop of his head bun.
I like that move. Look.
Big head, small hat.
Did they also have like the burger master general? You know, and it's like the postmaster general?
Yeah, that's cool. Every
they have the burger comptroller.
The burglarman? What the fuck is an alderman?
I have no idea. I just remember in that
Chris Rock movie,
he was an alderman. Head of state.
Yep.
Yeah. Great flick.
I loved Chris Rock's movie, bearded, even though they were bad.
A bearded scientist type character. There was a scientist.
I told you, I saw a guy getting literally blown during Head of State. Yeah,
which
in
rocks.
The theater. Yeah.
Have you guys ever gotten pun head?
Pun.
Maybe at Head of State or something called.
Yeah,
I
put on
maybe
Thunderdome every night.
Maybe you're spinning a top while you're getting top.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're wearing a top hat.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're just wearing a hat, because that's another way to say getting head, is saying getting some cap. Although now capping is bragging. Language evolves so beautifully. Don't you agree, Nick?
Yeah, sorry. I'm reading about Uncle O'Grimacy.
That's his sort of...
Yeah, that's how you can go after the blacks and the Irish at the same time.
He's kind of like the Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah. O'Grimacy is the Irish uncle of the character Grimace.
What the fuck?
He's a variant of the Grimace design that he is green instead of purple, sports a frock coat covered with several four-leaf clovers, and carries a shillelagh.
Wow. Oh,
his design motif is not unlike that of a stereotypical depiction of the Irish folkloric leprechaun. O'Grimacy resides in his home country for 11 months of the year and visits his nephew Grimace in March, bringing with him
Shamrock Shakes.
Incredibly delicious shake.
Oh, yep. Stop, you called that. You had that one.
I had it on lock, brother.
Yeah. The McNugget buddies, a couple of chicken McNuggets that butt-fuck each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is a flute passed down from my great-grandfather, who was Irish.
Oh, this is cool. Cosmic. Temporary character for McDonaldland, Cosmic was an alien who wore a large spacesuit and he talked like a surfer dude.
Hell yeah.
Was McDonaldland a place? Did they have a theme park?
No, it's where they live.
Oh.
Trash cans. Talking twin trash cans.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you have to deposit garbage into them to feed them.
Nice. What about your own shit?
Yeah.
Does that count as garbage?
Yeah. That was one of the characters in McDonaldland, is the giant shit you take after eating McDonald's while on the road.
Yeah.
I Am Hungry, a short-lived McDonaldland character who is self-proclaimed vice president of snacking.
Mm. Griddler. I want that job.
Ooh, the Griddler.
Uh-oh.
You know, he uses slurs. Mike the Microphone. He was a one-time character created for Kid Rhino albums. Ronald Makes It Magic and Ronald McDonald Presents Silly Singing.
Who the fuck
singing
is
along.
Kid Rhino?
I don't know.
Early hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Kid Rhino. When you click on it, it just goes to Rhino Entertainment Company.
Interesting. What's that?
It was a novelty music label.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Rhino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did they do?
They did, like, compilation albums.
You know, Simon...
They sell on TV.
You know Simon Cowell did, like, Macho Man's album?
Macho Man Randy Savage? Mm-hmm. Not
and
the,
maybe even Rapping Rodney.
Oh, he used to do, like,
he was
novelty
in the business, yeah, he was in the...
Rap?
Yep.
Albums?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him, dude.
Fuck Simon Cowell?
Yeah, he's like, you know, what's he making people feel bad about how good they sing?
Well, they
his
stink.
Background is fucking Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, no,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I think he's a fucking savant.
Here's Grimace with his big fat ass meeting his stupid Irish uncle.
O'Grimacy,
damn
Uncle O'Grimacy, folks. Yes, this episode might not be as good because Adam took my spot on the couch.
I don't and have so to sit on the floor every
he's thrown
time.
Off, he's thrown off the equilibrium.
You don't
I'm
have to give me the
down.
Fucking trundle bed in the hotel room.
I was injured, man. I couldn't take the trundle bed. It was bad for my circulation. And Nick already detailed how it was a PR nightmare if anyone found out.
Yeah, Nick. He didn't want to... It would look bad if he took the bed of nails that I had to sleep on in Cleveland.
It looked nice, honestly.
It was not nice.
It looked really plush and
I
comfy.
Got so stoned that first night off those edibles, and I was just laying
there, that was
not
fun.
Able to go to sleep because I was prohibitively high.
What? That's the best time to go to sleep.
Sometimes I get too high and can't go to sleep.
So, did you guys see that fucking, the Saudis chopped up some Turkish guy?
The nice. Journalist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got him in America. In, like, the fucking consulate. They fucked his ass up in the Saudi consulate.
Trump,
and they sawed his ass up and just took him out. They had a bone saw, dismembered this motherfucker, and just, like, carried
him. Wait, in the U.S. embassy?
I don't know.
In the Saudi consulate?
The Saudi consulate.
The Saudi consulate here?
I think so.
In D.C.?
I think so.
Dude, that's badass. Really... That's awesome. Remember when that...
It is pretty big dicket if they did it, but was it's also scary.
Was it like Erdogan's guys that beat the shit out of people like in front of the...
Yeah, I remember that.
Last year?
It was a big street brawl.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Really? What'd they do?
Yeah, it was a bunch of guys in suits just beating the fuck out of protesters.
Yeah. They were like protesting outside the Turkish embassy.
Yeah, people like, this is America. You can't do that.
Damn. And they're just getting away with murdering some journalist who wanted to like... do a pro-democracy some shit or something.
Yeah, that's how it should be reported. Trying to do away with some journalists is trying to do a pro-democracy some shit or something.
That's basically it, man. we don't need all these fucking words muddying up what happened.
What did you say about gerrymandering?
House style.
Just little districts.
Little fucked up little districts.
Which is what it is, man. They fuck up the little districts so you can fucking vote Republican or whatever.
Well, it's not little. Sometimes they make them really big.
I mean, They're weird and long.
That does sound smarter than gerrymandering.
Yeah.
Gerrymandering is a retarded word. It sounds like Australians name that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it definitely does.
Speaking of which, it's too late to do it, but we wanted to sell shirts. So it's got a little kangaroo and he's got his hip. You know, pushed out to the side, and it says, "Mgay, mate."
Actually, if you're an Australian cum boy and you have a screen printing operation, if you want to make those shirts, bring them to the show.
Yeah, we'll pay you. And then we'll sell them for a bigger price.
Nick will pay you.
No, you already figured out sales tax in another fucking country and having a.
Oh my God, we won't do it.
You signed us up for that already, Adam.
Listen,
and then I'll take care of it, huh?
We won't do that. Don't make those shirts.
Don't make the shirts. Sorry, because it was a friendly suggestion.
Because if you did make them, we'd have to pay taxes. But if you don't make them,
we'll never
have to pay taxes.
So you do all the work, and then we'll sell them
for money for us.
But no. Don't do that. Yeah. Do not do that.
We'll get paid in tickets that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
We sell a little fake... doubloons.
What if
we
charge for our time?
Yeah,
you have to pay taxes for that.
Sure.
Damn. Actually, you don't have to pay tax. What if we made?
I guess there is sales tax, but what if we do have like a visa, right?
What if we have a work visa? I hope we do.
Have a visa. I think the visa has to say specifically what you're allowed to do.
Oh, we're allowed to perform.
Can you suck dick?
Yeah,
for money.
Yeah,
that's not how visas.
Imagine getting kicked out of Australia for making money.
They go over there with sucking a guy's dick for $20.
I love it,
dude. I've looked into
the man who blew too much.
The man who blew too much
was kicked out of every country for sucking dick.
I've sucked dick in every single country. I sucked dick in North Korea.
Can your dick get too sucked? Philosophical quandary, my friends.
Yeah.
Does there exist a dick that can be too sucked?
I guess if you came a bunch just like a minute ago, you know, it's hard to get a boner again unless you're a strong young man like me.
No.
I can get 3, 4, 5 boners in a row.
Really?
No.
How much
time? I remember when I was younger, I could get hard again right afterwards. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
I'm still able to do that.
I thought you can't get hard initially,
but then once I'm going, I'm good.
Once it gets going.
And then it's like stuck that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like a flywheel.
Yeah. You got a flywheel dick.
I'm to the point now, I've been eating healthier because I know I'm about to wild out in Japan and Australia.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that my dick was working again. Like, it was one of those things where it was like...
Oh, it's pretty simple, yeah.
It was just... No issue. I fucked good.
You're castrating yourself and making yourself more
dying.
Fat.
Yeah.
And killing yourself.
Literally,
and
if I lost 30
yourself.
Pounds, all my problems. Like, I don't even have to be not fat.
Your tooth would grow back.
Yeah, I just have to not be this fat.
You wouldn't need glasses anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it felt good, dude. It felt good to fuck without dick pills, dude, with a hard ass dick.
Mm-hmm.
I was restored.
So, I guess tech stocks are all fucked up today.
Why?
don't know. That's the beauty of the markets, baby.
Fuck markets, dude. Fuck investing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against that shit.
I agree.
I'm going to buy every house in Greektown.
No.
I'm going to become the mayor of
Greektown.
That's
investing, though.
No, but that's
hard assets.
That's investing, I understand.
Hard assets.
I'm going to become a feudal lord of Greektown.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone must kiss my ring and pay me tribute.
Sort of like the guy with the cape in Godfather 2.
Exactly.
The Italian boss.
What
guy.
The fuck was his name?
That,
Don Finucci.
Don Finucci.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Don Finucci. I'm going to dress the exact same way. I'm
going to
walk
suit.
Around, white suit, all white suit. I'm going to walk around Greektown. I'm going to get fucking gyros and fucking tubs of tzatziki and feta.
You'll make diner guys kiss your ring.
I'll make, I'll fuck their daughters. That'll be how they pay
of
me
course.
Also.
I'm reinstating
Prima Nocta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reinstating that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy all of Oldham Street.
Mm-hmm.
All of fucking Eastern Avenue is going to be mine, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool move.
Yeah.
Buying up the entire neighborhood.
Just a block is going to be mine, dude.
I'm going to get back into coins.
Why don't more millionaires do that shit?
I don't know. Especially in like Baltimore.
They do. Guy, Dan, the guy from Cavs,
he
owns like Detroit.
Dan Gilbert
now.
Owns like blocks and blocks of Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, in Baltimore, you should just do that.
Yeah.
If you were like a millionaire, just like it's like $1 million doesn't mean shit to you. Just buy like hella blocks,
mm-hmm.
especially the ones right by Hopkins, because those exist. Where it's like you just kind of push out the Hopkins sphere a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm invest now as a homeowner. I want Baltimore to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no return on investment in owning a whole block.
Maybe there is.
Is there? I mean, it's not going to be. You're not going to have like.
Baltimore's on the way back.
What if I bought a block? Had my own private police force,
mm-hmm.
guaranteed your safety.
That'd be cool.
Then I really am a feudal lord, dude.
Yeah.
That would rock.
There's places in Detroit where they don't have police anymore.
That's insane.
Or the police just don't show up.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I have 2 minutes off the mark here. But stock market's fucked up, guys. So if you want to sound
make
investment
money?
Advice, you got to gamble all
that's
of your money
right.
on
sports.
On sports,
mm-hmm.
it's the only guaranteed safe bet in the world. And you can go check them out at 100% guaranteedsafebet.com, which in a week's time should redirect to BetDSI.
Beat me off, guys! And now 100%
did
safe.
Do it actually.
Oh
yeah.
That's immediately.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Salute
actually,
to our
you know
gorgeous
what? I'm sorry.
Fans.
That guy DM'd me and I didn't get back.
There's no way to lose money.com.
Yeah. Listen, I do want an email that's stav@beatmeoffguys.com. So if you can make that happen, whoever bought it, please holler at us. We want Stav, Nick, and Adam at beatmeoffguys.com.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah, betdsi.com is a premier website that does sports shit and bet on fucking games and stuff. If you like that kind of stuff, you can check them out. I don't know. I guess they're like cool or something.
Yep, they're cool.
I guess they're like,
they're cool. They smoke cigs.
They blast
cigs. They go to bed after
11. They finger girls.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be like a pretty good website or something like that. I don't know. I heard something along those lines. But,
people are definitely saying that.
They play electric guitar.
Everybody you fucking
talk to. I can't speak to it personally.
No, we can. But also other people are saying it too.
Yeah.
Which means it's really fucking good.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I wouldn't even come on this show with my own opinions. I mean, that would be fucked up.
No, this
it's
is
irresponsible
Nick's opinion.
To, like, you can't have your
this
own.
This is mine, Adam, and Nick's opinion that it is a good website.
No, I mean, some guy,
and
a
we
Christian,
use it and it's
a Christian
good.
I know, this guy who's Christian.
Yeah.
He's never lied, ever. He told me that BetDSI is, like, where he goes to bet on shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's in church every single day.
Every day.
Every
not
day,
just
dude.
Sunday.
He just loves praying.
He's
at
Tuesday
fucking,
mass.
He does that thing with the hand, his hand all the time.
The cross?
Yeah.
The sign of the cross?
Yeah, dude. He's, like, never even. I tried to, like, tell. I was like, yeah, I was fucking this girl in her pussy the other day. He's like, what are you talking about?
He's like,
about?
Whoa.
He was like, what are you talking about? And I was like,
oh, he doesn't
you know,
even
I was
know
having sex. And he's like, but what's a pussy?
Yeah, he doesn't know what the word
he's never heard of it.
Yeah, I was like, there's a hole in a woman. And he's like, that man, that's wild.
Yeah.
I got to pray about that. And then he left. He just went to go to church.
He started crying.
I go into church and I see him and he's got the Bible open. And then in the side of the Bible, it's his phone. And he's at 100% safe guaranteed bet.com. AKA BetDSI.com.
Which redirects to BetDSI.
No way you can lose.com/BetDSI.
And, you know, in-game wagering.
Live in-game wagering. They got an award-winning mobile app, dude. I'm pretty sure you don't hold me to it, but I think they won an Academy Award last year for their mobile app.
Mobile app. And a Tony.
And, yeah, they where you were an Emmy, a Zion Award for Best Israeli App.
Yeah, from...
A contribution to the tech industry.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oscar, yeah. And then the ends, you know.
You don't want to know what that one stands for.
Y'all don't want to know
what that is. BET Awards.
Yeah, really racist guy. Named the fucking... what's it called? Not algorithm.
No, it's just called an Any. Yeah.
No. What the fuck? What's the
continue stuff
about the palgorithm? And it's where you and your friend figure out the best way to have sex, each other's dicks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the word I'm thinking of?
Hogistics.
Hogistics is good. It's like laser is one of these, where it's multiple word anagram, not an anagram.
Oh,
palindrome.
No, man.
Laser razel.
And not a,
no, everything stands for
not
something.
Not an acronym.
Acronym.
An initialism.
A very racist guy created the Enzo.
An acronym is like an FBI.
Yeah,
it's an Enzo is an FBI is an acronym.
Yeah.
Anyway, betdsi.com, folks. Mm-hmm. Really bet there. Use promo code CUM120. 24/7 mm-hmm. motherfucking support.
Award-winning
customer service
from Good Housekeeping magazine. That's High right. Times.
And, you know, you bet, what is it, you put in, match it or some shit?
Listen, folks, I know you're thinking that we're just like, you know,
goofing
around here, but this is fucking serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you have to go to BetDSI and sign up. Look, it won't cost you, at the minimum, it'll cost you $200-$300.
That's it, though.
That's it.
What are you being an asshole about?
Don't be a fucking asshole.
Don't be a
dude.
Fucking asshole.
If you want this show to continue, brought you to you by sponsors like and Corporation for Public Broadcasting and people like you.
Yeah.
You need to go to BetDSI, deposit every fucking penny you have. Take it out of the stock market. Take it out of your 401k. We're headed for a drastic recession.
Mm-hmm.
I've been warned by the SEC not to tell my crypto picks anymore after that man killed himself. No, I am not allowed to do crypto picks anymore, but I will tell you.
That's right.
Bet everything you own on BetDSI.com.
Yes.
On the future of the company.
On the Ravens. Bet on the Ravens.
Bet every dollar
every
you
time.
Have. On
now,
the Ravens.
Did we lose to the Browns? Sure. But the week before that, we won.
So I'm going to tell you something. Empty your life savings. Take a life insurance policy out on your wife. Kill your wife.
Yeah.
And then
you'll
use
get
the
a good,
money.
Cool quarter mil.
Take
out
that quarter million.
Yeah.
Bet on the Ravens. Money line.
You put the Ravens for the Super mm-hmm. Bowl beating the Dallas Cowboys 100-0.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you think that sounds crazy.
You will get crazy odds on that bet. Yeah. You will get very good
you
odds.
You're right. You will. I've done the math on this. You will get $60 billion, which will put you ahead of Carlos Slim, the world's richest Mexican.
Yep. And guess what? Carlos Slim, he's named after his own dick.
Yeah.
And you'll have a bigger dick than him, too, because he's got a slim dick.
Yeah.
So CUM120, promo code CUM120, BetDSI.
CUM120, you put your deposit down, you get 120% bonus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
Even more money.
Even more money than
you
the first.
Stupid fucking
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, do the math yourself, mm-hmm. faggot. BetDSI.com, faggot.
Damn, I love gambling, man.
Yeah, I love gambling, and I love telling people about my favorite website,
mm-hmm.
BetDSI.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is the read that never ends.
Let's just keep going for like 40 minutes. Let's do the next read within this
Whoever's responsible for listening to these ads to BetDSI is like, I mean, they certainly gave us the time. I don't know what Grover's fur being held on with cum has to do with their website. Grover actually being completely hairless. But he's covered in blue pubes. It's all actually Cookie Monster's cum holding his...
Mm-hmm.
How that really relates to sports betting. But.
Are Grover and Cookie Monster related? They're both blue.
Yeah. Well, Cookie Monster is Grover's retarded brother.
I'm
afraid my brother with Down syndrome is... I don't remember what Grover sounds like.
That's pretty good, I think.
Yeah. C is for chromosome. That's too many for me. Well, geez, chromosome monster.
What you originally, he was the chromosome monster. And they're like, I don't know, man. I don't know about this.
Like, what? You got an autistic character. There's a gay couple. There's a sexless gay couple. Mm-hmm. You got plenty of blacks on the show. Why can't we go Down syndrome?
Mm-hmm. So true.
Why isn't there a Down syndrome Muppet?
Mm-hmm. Chromosome monster.
Yeah.
He snacks on the extra chromosomes and cures the retarded kids.
Or there's a Down syndrome monster who is a villain. And he's the enemy of Cookie Monster.
Because
he's always trying to get those cookies.
Oh, because he also wants them?
He also wants them. Yeah. That's the thing, man. If you want real representation, it's not just the hero roles. You know, you
so
can't
true.
Just have Black Panther. It's like, where are the movies where black people are just
are villains
serial
and criminals.
Pedophiles?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, raping white children across the land.
Yeah.
That's
you're right. We need that. Here it comes down. We've pledged our own dollars to fund any movie about a black pedophile.
Look, I'll tell you, I know what black people want. They want to feel like human.
Mm-hmm.
So,
true.
So you got to take the good with the bad, because in all of us, there is a panther and a pedophile.
That's right. The yin and yang. That's what the original yin and yang is about.
Yeah.
One is a panther, and one is a guy that sucks off little kids' very small penises.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow get sexual gratification out of that. That's so fucking weird.
I know it is. It's weird. That's the other thing about like pedophilia.
A little kid's dick and getting hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
It is.
It truly is ridiculous.
So yeah, we were
silly.
Saying on stage that that's how Weird Al got his name.
Oh yeah, because he molested.
It's weird.
That guy is weird.
About Queered Al.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Queered?
Yeah. Because I'm queered. Because I'm gay. I'm gay.
I'm
really,
really,
really
gay.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom.
Yo, dick is hard.
Your ass is mine is already pretty gay.
My ass is fat.
What is it? Your butt is mine, isn't that?
Yeah, yeah. He says. Yeah.
Which is pretty gay. Did you see Prince being like, Prince refused to be in that video because of that lyric?
Bad?
Yeah, did you see that interview?
No.
Prince, and he was like,
they
whose
wanted
butt
him
is
in
yours?
The video?
Yeah, he was supposed to be Wesley Snipes.
Oh, wow.
And Prince, he does a video, and he's like, excuse you, my butt is yours? I don't think, literally, Prince is like, I'm not with that gay shit.
He's a Jehovah's Witness.
I know.
He's a religious man.
Respect to Prince for being gay, but
the
not
king.
Gay. The gayest, straightest man of all time.
He got too much pussy.
That he went pussy blind. That's
he went
why
blind from
he
pussy.
Tried to use all those pills.
Shout out to Prince too for being 4'11", our all shared height that we all.
That's
are.
Right. We're yep. all the same height as Prince.
Yep.
Especially
when we saw
Adam
is the Adam most
who's
Prince's
extremely
height.
The same height as us.
I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with you saying
your
that.
Butt is mine.
Yeah. When we saw Paul Simon a couple weeks ago, had to be 5'1".
How about Paul Wall Simon?
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't know what height Paul Simon was. We were 500 feet away. You saw
Dude,
him on a monitor.
I bet you he's 5'6".
Look it up.
You only
Look
saw his... I mean, I'm sure
I
he is.
I bet you on Celebrity
I'm
Heights...
I'm sure he is, but...
I bet you Celebrity Heights 5'4", which is inflated.
Yeah,
they're always
Look,
inflated.
I'm sure he is that height, but don't pretend like you could
Dude,
gauge.
He was on stage with like 20 people.
You were looking at a monitor.
He was tiny
You only saw his
else.
Face.
5'3".
5'3".
Yeah. Listed.
Listed, so he's got to be 5'2".
Billy Joel's 5'5".
I'm just saying, you're bad at estimating distances and measurements.
Art Garfunkel
it sounds like
was
I'm perfect
5'9".
At it.
No, this is something you already looked up, and then you pretended this was you're good at spatial.
Willie Nelson is 5'6".
I looked it up.
Bob Dylan, 5'7".
Perhaps, because he looked 5'1" on stage.
Right, hold on. Willie Nelson.
He's 5'6". I just told you, bitch.
No. What's his name sound like? Emmett Tilly Nelson?
No,
God,
no, we're not
that
doing that one.
That's rough, dude. But I want to do that one.
No, we're doing this next one, uh-huh. dude. Let's throw that
do
one.
You guys want to go to Fright Fest at Six Flags?
We have literally 24 hours to do that before we leave the country.
Oh, yeah, I got a pack and shit, dude.
I haven't done
Damn.
Shit, man.
Stav, you want to go to Macy's with me after this and get nice duffel bags?
I have a duffel bag.
Do you want to go to Macy's with me and... look at bedding and laugh at the gay guys. The gay guys who work in the bedding section.
Are we only doing one?
Usually I would like to.
That's what happens. If you become a sexless gay man, you get into textures.
Mm-hmm. Feeling. Like feeling things.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft. Smooth.
I feel like every gay guy fucks, though. Or is that my prejudice?
Not all of them.
No.
Not that concierge at the Radisson in the Inner Harbor.
Oh, yeah. You experienced him. I don't know him. That's right. It is funny to see a small town gay guy.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm sure he has some.
They're always, working at Starbucks and like look so desperate to get out.
Yeah.
So I guess Florida's getting owned, huh, by these storms?
Yeah.
Michael. Good. That's what they get for George Zimmerman.
Uh-huh.
I hope all those people die.
Well, they also
to make me feel
Trayvon
better.
Is also
to make me feel better about Florida, my politics. That's what they deserve.
Guys, all the people that those people hurt are also in that state.
All those black people deserve to die because of George Zimmerman getting off.
Suck
take that,
dick.
Florida.
Suck
coin
my dick.
Market cap. Taking a look at the crypto
gay.
Markets. So I've been like really working my way into this FinGoth thing. I think that's like the new thing I am.
Financial goth?
Financial goth.
I'm a financial goth.
Hmm.
It's like, yeah, I just have fucking investments.
He's talking about a rich gay guy.
I just, I want to die.
A rich gay guy that wears black lipstick.
I want to die, and I'm worried about my portfolio. I just cut myself and diversify my portfolio. Yeah, I cut a line down my fucking arm that mimics the NASDAQ's EMA 200, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just, love.
Eat mucho ass.
Do you have blue chip investments or just crypto?
I don't have any investments.
Oh, yeah, he has none.
Do not ever discuss my actual financial. Do not let these people know that I am worth over $7 million now.
That's not true because this podcast would not be happening.
Oh, yeah.
If you had $7 million. Dollars.
I would be so gone. Adam and I would replace myself with somebody that I knew would fuck it up.
No, so we would not continue doing the show. We would not.
Why? You guys would still need money.
Whatever. We'd figure money
out. We couldn't even be friends anymore because I would be so wealthy.
You'd be in your bunker.
Well, I wouldn't be in my bunker. I would just be hanging out with other rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's your
other high net worth individuals?
Like who?
I don't know. Those people come out of the woodwork once you become rich.
No, dude.
They want to hang out with you.
Those people are just hangers on.
No,
not like
I mean
stuff.
Other people that are worth 10, 15, 18 billion dollars.
Is there one guy in Nigeria where that scam thing worked and he has like
I'm sure
$100 million?
Well, according to a Lyft driver I had, that happens a lot.
Yeah. Nigeria.
Yep.
Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And they have diarrhea.
Song my dick. Song my dink. Would you suck on my nuts?
What are we doing with Sussudio?
Fuck my ass.
There's one for Sussudio.
Sussudio,
it's the studio apartment where you suck guys off. Welcome to my Sussudio. That's what it
was. No furniture.
Yeah.
Just one. There's some knee, like a pillow for your knees on the floor.
Oh, this is something we should bring up. This is a great story for the podcast. Me and Stav were talking to some girl the other day, and we kept saying as a joke, "Let me see your pussy." We were laughing pretty hard at that.
Oh,
joking
yeah.
that she would like, but you're not in a sexual way. You're like, "Do you mind if I take a look
at
your
see your pussy?
Can we see your pussy real quick?" And we kept saying it to her, and she laughed the first couple of times and then stopped, and then we were laughing.
And then we
even
kept
harder.
Doing it, maybe 6 or 7
because
times.
It was funnier every time, especially when she wasn't laughing.
Yeah. Well, she told a story about some guy being like, "Can I see your hands?" She's like training to box, and she held her hands out, and then he just held her hand, and it was like, "That's cute."
Mm.
And that was his move to try and fuck. And then we thought, naturally,
"Can I see your pussy?
Can I see your pussy?
Yeah, can we see your pussy real quick? Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Look how well my dick fits into your pussy."
It also sounds like you're just trying to borrow it. Yo, let me see that
let
pussy.
Me hold. Can I hold your pussy
let
for
me hold
a second?
That, yeah.
Yeah. Can yeah. I borrow your pussy?
Other current events going. Oh, do you guys hear about that fucking guy who loves... this is a cause we have to get behind.
What?
For real. There's a guy who loves trains. he's autistic or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he got in trouble. He keeps getting in trouble for stealing the trains.
We've definitely talked about that on the show before.
Have we?
Or you know what it is I've heard about that guy so many fucking times and people keep emailing me the story.
Yeah.
That we don't talk about it because
I feel like I must have or...
But I saw it because I think Will shared the link. Like now he's like... He's about to go to... He's got a big trial coming up, and if they find him dangerous, the poor guy's got to go to fucking jail for, like, his whole life. Or if they say he's, like, you know, got mental problems, then he gets to, like,
work on
that.
He's just got black autism.
I know, but this is what I'm saying
guy?
Is...
Well, it's look, yeah. Autism, cool. Trains, obviously, the uniforms, like, an obsession. Black part, crime. And you combine the two.
This man is a victim. He should be working for the MTA. He's a trained savant. But because of...
That's true. It's like if you're so good
how
at hacking...
How hard is it to be good at... They're on a fucking track.
The man...
Right,
can,
where is he going to take it?
But he fucking was a little kid who learned how to do it. That's pretty impressive.
What was the Leslie Nielsen movie where...
Wrongfully Accused.
That's Wrongfully Accused, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know that guy's name, but...
Instead of packing, let's watch the Airplane movies after this.
Let's watch Airplane.
I'll make an apple crumble pie.
I don't want pie. I'm keeping
it
clean.
Are we going to do two?
Dude, I can't wait to buy a house and just be domestic and shit.
I have to go see you.
I'm going to be my own housewife.
What?
I'm going to be my own housewife. I'm going to buy a house and just make myself pies.
I bet your pies suck dick, bro.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
It'll take a long time to get good at them.
You got to put them on the windowsill.
I would post pictures on Instagram of like food that I had made because it looked bad, but like... I have tried so hard to make food that's good. Like, it was like a joke.
But it's also
half the time, like, this started off with attempting something for real.
I know, because I could see the pride in your eyes when it turned out good.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so fucking hard to cook. I don't understand it.
It's not that hard, bro.
I have no idea how it works.
You just got to have a natural flair. See, I'm good at cooking because I love food
so
much.
You know where you have to, like, develop film in the dark? That's how, like, cooking works for me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't taste it throughout. I have no idea what's going on.
You're supposed to taste it throughout.
You can't taste raw chicken. He's right.
No. But you're supposed to taste the food before.
Baking is hard. Cooking's easy. Baking's like science.
Baking's easy. You just follow the rules.
No,
you follow
that.
The instructions.
No, it can go wrong.
I've followed so many fucking recipes. When it's done, it's like this is barely edible.
Recipes.
I follow it to a fucking T.
Yeah.
Recipes like cooking recipes is harder than baking.
No,
because baking is like you just put it in the right amount of ingredients and
listen. I've watched The Great British Bake Off. Okay, shit can go wrong. Pal.
Yeah, but those people are really going off. I mean, they're
how
like,
about The Great Bitch Tits Bake Off?
The Great what?
The Great Bitch Tits Bake Off, and it's only men with breasts.
Oh yeah,
those guys would honestly make really.
They're
good
just topless,
like,
and they go. They have their arms behind their back, and they go, "Yes, chef," and their tits shake when they do it. Yes, chef.
What the fuck is frangipan stuff?
Who knows? But
they
always
talk about that in Bake Off.
I tell you what.
Underpants?
Yes. Take it away. Take it away, Goldie.
Me?
Yeah, what's a good like,
I like
friendly,
Goldie.
Endearing nickname for your
anti-Semitic?
Jewish
friend?
Yes,
yeah.
At the same time.
Ugh,
all right,
corny.
Here's the return of Adam's Deal Corner. You ready?
Adam's Deal Corner. Carefully carved out of British Mandate of Palestine in 1946. The Deal Corner is the forefront of horrific atrocities in the world.
First of all, before...
With a secret intelligence organization that's allowed to carry out assassinations without the international community batting an eye, Adam's Deal Corner...
First of all,
dedicated
I just want
to
say
to lowering prices around the globe.
The mandate for Palestine.
What if, you know, everybody hates Israel, but what if Israel is the only thing preventing globalist capitalism from taking over the world because Israel keeps prices
down?
They love deals so much.
That,
yeah, it's Israel, the balance between Israel's love of getting a deal and discounts prevents capitalism from just making all the money go up to the
top.
It's not taxation, it's the Mossad.
Trump was
keep capping those children.
Working with an Israeli security firm during the election
Hell yeah.
to like it, basically, everyone's been waiting for Russia, and the second Israel's implicated, now no one's saying anything.
You know, I like how people say, like, if you want to know who runs the world, see who you
it's
can't
Mack
criticize.
It's Mack Weldon underpants.
If you want to know who runs the world, see who you can't criticize. But I posted some, like, pretty nasty comments about this three-year-old with Down syndrome on YouTube. And everyone's, like, fucking mad at me.
Damn,
but
it's him.
That's who runs the world.
Probably.
That's who runs the world.
Yeah, it's Girls. Cody. From Salt Lake City.
Yep.
And his mom is a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what, I'm supposed to be impressed that this kid knows half the alphabet? He's fucking retarded.
That's a good point.
A regular child knows the whole alphabet by the time he's half his age.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
You know who is in support of Israel? Bad Baby, the rapper.
Oh,
15-year-old
Cash
with big titties.
Outside?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She came out as staunchly pro-Israel on Instagram.
She's fucking
the
retarded.
Best, like, the best Zionist celebrity is John Voight.
Oh, yeah, well, they got him off of drugs.
Israel did?
No, the Chabad, the Orthodox Jewish organization, got him off of drugs.
The Chabad?
And it made him really
right
wing. That
sounds like a good sandwich.
Chabad is like those dudes in Crown Heights. It's the Blues Brothers guys. The guys that dress with that.
How about
the fedora
a movie called
hats.
Chabad, a boy, and it's about a boy, but it's Hasidic guys trying to cut off the tip of his penis.
Circumcising him and sucking his dick.
I haven't seen About a Boy, so I don't know what it's about.
I don't
about.
Know what it is.
I'm assuming it's about
it,
a boy, but Chabad, a boy.
Is the boy cute?
The boy is very cute him? And precocious, and then you got Hugh, what's his name?
Jackman?
No, okay, not
what
Hugh
do you
Jackman.
Go up to,
who's that British guy that's
you
like,
go up
Hugh
to
Grant.
Chabad
Hugh
guys,
Grant,
yeah. And you go, Chabad, you suck my dick.
Chabad guys.
Everybody, Chabad, you suck my dick.
Chabad, you suck my dick.
They're the...
How bad do you want to suck my dick?
They're the Are You Jewish?
Really
guys.
Bad, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
But if you want to get your dick sucked by a Hasidic guy, you got to pull your underwear down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the best kind of underwear to pull down to reveal your ready to be sucked chubby Mack Weldon underwear. MackWeldon.com. Simple shopping, premium shopping,
premium
simple
fabrics.
Designs. Simple designs for simple people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you simple?
Are you stupid as fuck?
Are you a dumb motherfucker?
Are you a stupid bitch?
Are you a stupid fucking asshole? If so, go to MackWeldon.com and check out their... Look,
and even a fucking idiot like you can figure out the website because it's that easy.
Look, dude, I spend so much time at my computer just fucking screaming obscenities at online shopping websites.
Oh, yes.
The other day, I was at this website and it's like, before you can download the video, you need to like submit 30,000 bitcoins through like this escrow service to make sure that you're not working for the fucking FBI. And it's like, just let me... By the time the video downloads, I'm not even going to be hard anymore. This kid's probably going to be over 18.
Absolutely.
I got to think about that. It's like, it doesn't even work for me if he's not still... It's not still a child.
Sure, you want to see a newspaper next to
you know, and I'm like, you know, I was like, you know what? Fuck online shopping. And then I found MackWeldon.com, a website for guys like me.
For idiots that want to download something.
Real dummies.
I figured out how to use websites on MackLung.com with their easy shopping interface.
Damn, if only all websites were this easy.
It's so much easier than the dark web. When I'm trying to buy an AK-47, I could just go to MackLung.com and load up on underwear.
Beautiful.
Anyways, MackWeldon.com, they got a silver line of shirts and underwear that are naturally antimicrobial. That means that if you got a small dick and you put them on, they'll burst into flames.
Yes. And it's silver.
Bursting.
It's silver, so it's made out of coins.
Yeah, it's silver, so your skin turns blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like a Smurf.
Green, kind of. Yeah.
That shit's green. Cool. I'm trying to get blue. That. I want silver poisoning and just have blue skin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they got the duffel bag, I think. They got crew necks. It's crew neck season, dude. Fall coming up, you're wearing a hoodie, you're a fucking asshole. What are you, Mr. Robot? You go crew neck.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodies are for children.
I think
criminals.
They sell hoodies, too.
Okay, well, if they sell hoodies, I rescind that. Check out their hoodies. It's the only company that sells hoodies that aren't for criminals or children.
That's right. And the sweatpants, too. They do.
They got sweatpants. You
great
know,
track pants.
Are you a guy that likes to drive his girlfriend's car?
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend's father's car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're really into Quickstar? Get some sweatpants.
So true.
You know, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be one of those guys. I miss being one of those guys.
What kind of
just
guy?
Just a scumbag.
Yeah.
Where your girlfriend pays for everything.
Yeah, getting head in her father's car.
Yeah, getting head in her car that you're driving drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I used to be so much cooler.
Yeah, really cooler.
It's funny. It's like having money does cuck you no matter what.
Because
there's no way to be a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. I guess you can.
You can. That's why people fuck kids.
You can be a total piece of shit.
No, but the kind of piece of shit that takes things from people.
Are you kidding me? That's exactly who rich people are.
I'm too charitable to be like that. My heart's too big.
No, it's not.
No, that's what the doctor said.
Oh, yeah. You just got diagnosed with an enlarged heart. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm charitable, so.
Yeah. The doctor's like, no, that's not what it means. In fact, you're kind of a bad guy.
In fact, the stress of how bad you are is probably enlarging your heart.
Yeah. Anyways, go to MacWeldon.com. And use promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN, to get 25%, something like that, off your order.
Yeah.
I have completely forgotten. We've been doing these ads 2 years. but it's somewhere up there.
It's a nice discount, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, it's a fucking decent. Because I'll tell you.
Shut the fuck
those
up.
Those underwear are fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need that.
Yeah.
You're going to need that. Comparatively, they're not. If you go to like Macy's or whatever, you try to get like fancy underwear.
It's true. For nice underwear, they're very nice.
Yeah, it's reasonably priced for nice underwear.
For some Calvin's.
And also, listen, you want to run that scam?
Hey, look, I wouldn't say that, you know, if it weren't true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wouldn't.
We stand by every claim. I have zero fucking interest in actually being nice to these companies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting my fucking word on the line.
So true, brother.
My goddamn word
means more than anything.
My fucking, look, at the end of the day, the only thing you have is your word.
So true.
And herpes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And also.
And a promise that you do not have herpes. But you do have. At the end of the day, the only thing you have is that your word. That
the
you
knowledge that you've lied about having herpes.
Never lied. Never once. If you believe something.
Yeah. If you say you don't have herpes, it's still your word.
When you said, do you have herpes, I thought you were asking me if I wanted to play the drinking game herpes.
Yeah.
So true.
You have herpes. I didn't understand it was a literal question. I thought it was a euphemism referring to the classic drinking game, do you have herpes, which I have never played because I've only been drunk once and it lasted 25 years. That was one drunk. That was one drinking I've done. And that was an entire session. So to say that I am a drunk or somebody that drank a lot is incorrect. I'm somebody that drank one time.
Mm-hmm.
And did I ever black out? No. But do I remember anything? No, not at all. But I wouldn't say my memory is black. It's more of like a white kind of hazy color.
Yes. Smoky.
A lot of, more of a yellow submarine out.
Mm-hmm. Smoked out, brother.
I was also on ketamine at the time, which was legal. In the 1980s.
Yeah, when...
Cocaine and ketamine were completely legal.
Completely legal for the 1980s, of which we were alive for 2 years.
Yeah.
An average of 2 years between the three of
us. Look, I don't want to... there's a little thing called ex post facto. Maybe I can elucidate... Elucidize you, motherfuckers.
Me, dude.
Ex post facto means that if you were alive when something wasn't illegal, you're allowed to do it.
Yep. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So and if you were alive while something was illegal, for instance, you know, we can't do
Nazi Germany.
We can't do interracial marriages in certain states.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I wouldn't interracial marry is like just to be safe. I'm pretty sure. It's fine. But it's like, why risk it?
Yep, no, that's true.
Anyways, promo code CUMTOWN.
Yeah, and you can return them if you don't like
them. Yeah, if you don't like the fucking underwear, you can complain about them. Yeah.
Mack Weldon.
Oh, also, BetDSI's got 24/7 coverage.
Award winning.
I always forget that.
Oh, man. Okay. I love pussy.
No, you don't.
Yeah, huh?
In fact, I've heard the opposite.
Who? Who said it?
It's all over Twitter.
What?
It's trending.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Stav, you didn't see
Stav
that?
Doesn't love pussy is trending on Twitter.
It's trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Times is reporting about it right now.
That's honestly so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to post a video of me eating pussy on Twitter.
to revert those claims.
I'm all about this limo driver.
What limo driver?
The guy that killed all those people.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, man. Why are you about him?
I don't know, man. That seems badass.
No, it doesn't.
Limo
How'd he kill
driver,
him?
You've been down too long in the midnight sea.
Limo driver, killing an entire wedding party.
Yeah, dead limo.
Did he die too? Or just every... Or
did he kill them, like, yeah. with a gun?
Well, the
or
brakes went out on the fucking limousine.
Oh.
The company was owned by some upstanding immigrant from Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who came here from Pakistan who... That's what I love is, like, you know, like, just, like, talking about, like, oh, guys are going to come here from Mexico and they're rapists and criminals. And for the most part, that's, like, statistically inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But think about all the people that just suck at their job.
Yeah.
You know, that don't get the brakes changed on their fucking limo.
To save probably like $3 over the long haul.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
The more expensive than that, Adam. You side with the business owner that didn't change
his
brakes.
I was
going
to say there are plenty of Americans that don't like doing
Yeah, no, this guy.
Life saving.
The guy that owned the company was like indicted for fraud in 2001 when he first came here. And to let him stay in the country because he was Pakistani, he turned into like an informant in trapping other Pakistani people and like bullshit. I mean, I didn't really look into it, but you know how the FBI just tricks retarded Muslim people into driving vans full of fake bombs.
Yeah,
and they're like, "We got him." Just look at this elaborate plot he had
that we created
that we entirely came up with.
Yeah, we're against the Patriot Act on this show.
We're against it.
I don't want the government listening to our podcast.
Let me just say this. What kind of patriot would give up his essential freedoms?
So true.
Good point, dude.
I would love to die in 9/11 if it meant that I don't have to go through one of those body scanners anymore.
Yeah, I don't want all those guys looking at my dick.
I like showing up.
My dick isn't even hard.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to look at my dick through my pants with that body scanner.
No,
unless I'm
that's
hard.
Not the Patriot Act. What the Patriot Act is
no, it is
government guys reading.
It's Adam
reading.
Believe me, that's the Patriot Act.
You're trying to get nudes from girls?
Huh?
Yeah, they have all those.
They shouldn't read
those
either.
They shouldn't. I agree.
I'm a patriot, but fuck the Patriot Act. How about that for a take?
Oh, I agree too.
And also abolish ICE. You see, they fucking they're just deporting people. They found some guy's wallet who was already applying for a green card, and they're like, "Hey, we found your wallet." And then they called him, and then they're just deporting his ass back to Brazil.
Oh God!
Where Brazil seems fucked up, bro.
Yeah, they're electing a fascist.
Damn, we're fucked, huh?
Yeah.
Global warming's gonna fuck our asses, and it's gonna be fucking fascist. Again.
Yep, but we're going to be broadcasting into the abyss, folks.
And Cory Booker's going to run for fucking president.
How about global horning? And in 40 years, everybody becomes horny.
I love that. That would be a beautiful great. Change. If we could do global horny. Okay, how about that? We run, and that's our platform. We turn global warming into global horny.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sucks and fucks.
Yeah.
Maybe the cum can... If we cum enough... We get cum. We mist it. We make it turn into a mist. That, it's so sticky, it closes up the hole in the ozone layer.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, you get a big bucket of cum and hook it up to one of those paint sprayers.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you go around Midtown painting women until the cops stop you.
No, no, not
what
women.
What are paint sprayers?
You know, there's like compressors
or
whatever.
Yeah, compressor. No, we'd have to take a hot air balloon all the way up.
That would be a hilarious crime. Some guy with a backpack filled with cum.
Like Mario Paint? Mario Sunshine or whatever?
Mario Sunshine. Wear the Mario Sunshine outfit. And then you just go around Times Square painting like middle-aged women from Minneapolis. They're like, what the fuck? And you're just painting them with cum.
Yeah, he's bombing.
Welcome to New York, bitch.
He's bombing the city, dude. He's doing tags.
I would love to read an article about something like that happen.
There shouldn't be a penalty for that.
Well, there was a story. Somebody sent me, not even a story. Somebody told me they got a friend that works for like the Secret Service, which doesn't really make sense. But there was this guy.
Yo, my boy.
This guy was like, they caught him. He was sending the... musical instruments to disabled poor kids or whatever around the country, and he was coming in all the flute mouthpieces.
Oh my god!
And he sent out like thousands of flutes to kids, and the kids were like playing the flute and like putting the cum on their mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
That's just a prank.
And he's beating off.
That's
to that?
Like, you know, that's like that prompt. Like if you had a button that killed somebody anywhere in the world, but it's like you had a button that makes you cum because of the knowledge that somebody else is eating your cum a million miles away, but you don't know who it is. Would you press it? That guy's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, if I had that button, maybe. But is he? I guess he is coming, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Just some kid putting cum in their mouth.
Coming before the fact, though. Like, you're beating off to the idea of somebody putting that flute on their mouth.
Not somebody. A disabled kid.
You're beating off to the idea of a poor kid putting their cum in your mouth through the flute. And so presumably you're beating off that idea, and then you come on the flute.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you've already come.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you still... What the fuck are you doing? Don't mail it.
I know.
I should be this guy's life coach.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just keep the
flute. But maybe it's sort of like he's planting seeds, because it's like maybe he'll be down sometime, and he'll want to get horny and think about someone eating his cum, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of... Not condoning his behavior, just kind of trying to figure out exactly what he's getting at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of irons in the fire, you know? Do you think he has pictures of those kids? Is he thinking about, or are they just abstract people?
For the price of a cup of coffee a day. And then that guy's like, can we just send a cup of coffee? With cream in it?
Damn, that's how that dentist did. He just would squirt cum, but I guess he watched it.
The McDonald's character? I looked it up. Yeah. That guy's not a McDonald's character.
So he's just a guy.
Yeah, right? I went through the whole list. It didn't have, I mean, this whole time, everybody thought that McDonald's had a cum dentist character. Yeah. But I guess they don't. Dude, I'm so excited for fall. I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. I hate the summer, dude.
We're kind of missing a nice chunk of fall, actually.
No, we're going to get a nice fall, too. I looked up the weekly forecast this week in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it looking like?
It's between 69 and 72.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can we fuck some Japanese porn stars?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, but your dick has to be blurred out while you do it.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in my cock?
Yeah, just walking around the street. What's the deal with the fucking blurred out dicks? What's going on over here?
It's
going
to be so hard for me not to do the voice. I'm actually really worried about it.
Yeah.
Just doing it. Because people are going to say shit to me in the voice.
Yes.
And then I'm going to lose. I'm going to.
I saw you laughing at a gay man dancing the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I knew what was going on. And I was like, don't make eye contact with him. It's only going to get worse if because we'll lock eyes and laugh about it together.
Where was this?
I can't say, but I saw you doing it. I don't want to say.
So don't say it, but tell me. There was no gay man dancing there.
There was. I saw it. I guarantee.
Nick and I were laughing at just a fat gay guy ordering donuts.
Well, I didn't. Let me clarify. I wasn't laughing at the fact that he was gay. I was laughing at the fact that he was a big fat nerd wearing Tevas, and he was like, one Dolce de Leche, please.
Dolce de Leche.
No, that's not what he sounded like, dude.
Yeah, he had like a lady's voice.
No, he was like a big fat nerd, and he was like, one Dolce de Leche, please.
How do you guys know he was gay then?
Adam,
because
he had
a lady's voice.
I didn't even think he was gay. I thought he was a nerd. And immediately after,
sure,
Adam was like, we're just laughing at a gay guy. I'm like, sure, he could be gay also. Who cares?
Yep. Yeah. Who cares?
That's the
kind of bully I am.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm non-discriminating,
dude. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of those people are like, hey, I'm not racist. I hate everybody equally.
That's
right.
Cool.
Except kind of blacks a little bit more.
Just a pinch more. Just and Jews also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Muslims as well. But after that.
Yeah.
Chinese a half step less than them, but also more than white people.
But I respect them because they're smarter.
I respect them because they spit inside.
And Indians, again, I'm racist even though they're smart too. I hate them too. Suck my penis, lick my balls, and fuck my ass.
I saw Mandy, guys.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking rules.
I saw Candy.
I heard it's great.
And it was
rules.
It's good.
It rules.
Nicki Cage.
It fucking
ripped. Maybe I'll see it tonight.
You can see it on demand.
No,
on
Amazon. I've been told by numerous people you got to
see it in the theater. I saw it at home, but I'm sure it was better in the theater.
I got a big theater setup.
Is
maybe
it
I'll
scary?
Watch
it.
I mean, you have fucking surround sound, Dolby 10.1, and this amazing TV. I mean, if we fucking close the blinds,
is it scary?
Yeah, I don't get scared, but yeah, it's scary. It's
oh, you don't get scared, but it's scary.
It's a movie. How are you gonna
get
scared?
Oh my god! Answer the fucking question. Is it a scary movie?
It's a scary movie. All right. Yeah.
So the answer is
yes. Adam lives in fear so much in his regular life that he'd never be frightened by a movie.
I
love that. I'm not gonna get afraid of a movie. I'm a giant coward that shrivels up anytime another man is on the same side of the sidewalk as me.
That's not even true. Don't tell
I've
people
you.
These things.
I've seen you every time a black person passes. You.
Fuck off.
He's like, can we? Actually, I don't want to go get a coffee. He's running back inside. Super professional.
Oh, he ordered food.
He ordered food.
How long did you order? How long ago was the food?
That was a while. Yeah.
Yeah, because this episode's almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done here.
I have a hard-ass fucking dick.
I'm so excited to go to
Japan.
Dude,
this rules.
This is going
to
be fucking awesome.
I know.
This is the last good thing we're ever going to do, dude.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is going to go downhill.
Yeah, this...
Many say it already has.
Nah, that's not true. But it will soon. Don't get me wrong.
So we need new sponsors. I just want this show to transition into an hour-long live read.
We're almost there. Let's do the the next one's a bonus.
You do one company an episode and you charge them $800 million.
Love it.
Then you gamble all of that on the Carlos Slim fund.
That's right.
You put that in there.
You seated the spot on the couch, Adam. How does that feel?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll stand the rest of the up.
Well, it's almost over.
It's almost over. So catch us in Japan.
See us in Australia, the 23rd, Sydney. The 25th, Melbourne.
26th, Melbourne.
26th, Melbourne.
28th, Brisbane.
I thought I had that memorized.
And then I am coming to Indianapolis on the 29th of November. I think Cincinnati on the 30th, and I think Columbus on the 1st. And then in D.C., I'm coming my first...
That's November.
No, that's... Yeah, November into December. And then D.C., the weekend of the 7th and 8th, I'm at the D.C. Draft House doing my first... Real Comedy Club weekend, 4 shows. Please come out. I could really use the numbers, gang. So see you then, everyone. And we're about to get sucked off in Japan. The next time you'll hear from us will be... Well, actually, we're about to do another one. But at some point, you'll hear from us in Japan. All right. Goodbye, everyone.